Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Asphalt and Altruism by Rose Kelly, Georgia, USA. I remember when I first got my bike. I had about 8 or 9 years old. My mother, father, and 5 older brothers saved up for it. I was so happy because I could follow my brother Con around the block. We rode around with the neighborhood kids. Since I was the youngest of the group, I was always behind. One day, Con, 2 other brothers, and I were riding up and down a steep hill. We were on our last run because it was getting late. Halfway down the hill, my right foot slipped off the pedal. I tried to get it back on, but I just couldn't. Everybody was getting further and further away. I panicked and screamed for my brother, but he couldn't hear me. At the curve at the bottom of the hill, I knew I had to do something. I couldn't slow down, lost control, and toppled over. I skidded and tumbled on asphalt for a few yards. I finally rolled to a stop, face down. I was afraid to move. Everyone heard the bike crash and came running. My brother rolled me over and one of the kids said I was bleeding. I'd lost my shoes along the way. I was bleeding around the toes, ankles, shin, knees, elbows, shoulders, and fingers. I had cuts on my face and head, but the most severe was a deep cut on my chin. It was split open to the bone. My brother was torn between staying with me or going to go get help. Finally, one of the kids ran to my house. He returned with my brother, Sonny. Sonny panicked because of the blood, too. No one knew what to do. There were no adults around, no one at home. As we stood there, a few cars passed by. Some slowed down to see what happened, but nobody stopped to help. Sonny left to call my parents and 911. As we waited, a car pulled up and asked what had happened. Hearing the story, the gentleman stopped his car and got out and talked to Con. Con picked me up, got in the car with me in his arms, and then the man drove us to our house. Sonny was on the phone with my brother Nick, who was at work. The man told Nick which hospital he would take me to and then drove us there. The doctor gave me 5 stitches in my chin, cleaned up my cuts and scrapes, and made me take some medicine. By the time I was patched up, my whole family had arrived to take me home. The gentleman had already left, and I never knew his name. I had wanted to thank him for stopping and going out of his way to make sure a stranger was safe. Now, as an adult, I try to help people when I can, because someone helped me when they didn't have to.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.